Yet another quasi-state agency may be subjected to a full review by the legislature's watchdog arm pending a preliminary review by state investigators. The Government Oversight Committee voted unanimously to begin the probe of the Northern New England Passenger Rail Authority that will be undertaken by the Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability. Senator Stan Grzowski, a Brunswick Democrat, says he's not convinced the authority is doing anything wrong. Instead, he says he just wants to make sure the agency is being properly managed. A.J. Higgins has more.
Senator Grzowski says he's fielded more than his share of complaints about Amtrak Downeaster operations in his hometown of Brunswick. The Democratic lawmaker has tried to discuss the company's plans for a new maintenance facility, idling trains, ridership, and late arrivals and departures. But what really set Grzowski off recently was an attempt to obtain some financial data from the Northern New England Passenger Rail Authority, also known as NEPRA, that oversees Amtrak's Maine to Boston service. Instead of an answer, Grzowski said he was invited to submit his question under the state's Freedom of Access Act law.
Even I, as a senator, can't ask a question without being told by the executive director to request it in a FOIA.
NEPRA says it was just following protocol, but it may have been the wrong response to a veteran state lawmaker who happens to sit on the nonpartisan Government Oversight Committee that has the power to dispatch its team of auditors to crunch the numbers on the accounts of quasi-state agencies and state programs. The Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability has undertaken similar investigations of the Maine State Housing Authority and the Maine Turnpike Authority. Grzowski says he's not as concerned about NEPRA doing anything wrong. He just wants to make sure they're doing things right.
This request is really about transparency as much as anything, and I just ran out of ways of trying over the last 4 years.
Most of Grzowski's fellow panelists on the GOC empathized with the lawmaker's frustrations, particularly after learning that even the legislature's Transportation Committee had not scrutinized the authority's operations in recent years. And now there is also talk of extending passenger rail service to destinations such as Augusta, Lewiston, and Bangor. Senator Chris Johnson, a Somerville Democrat, is among those who favor a review.
I think we expect boards in our quasi-governmental agencies to be transparent and inclusive.
But committee member Representative Anne Marie Mastracchio, a Sanford Democrat, wondered whether Grzowski might be too close to the issue. She worries that could influence the process.
I'm really concerned about remaining objective as a committee and doing things properly.
Beth Ashcroft, the executive director at OPEGA, said the GOC had a number of options, ranging from assigning top priority to a NEPRA audit to simply placing the agency on OPEGA's work plan for a preliminary review.
That would be telling us to go do preliminary research and then coming back. So you do get, even with that option, I guess, you do get another option to say, yeah, we're going to go further or we're not.
We've been watching. There isn't, probably it's one of the most efficient state operations in Maine. We're lucky to have it.
Wayne Davis is chairman of Train Riders Northeast, an advocacy group that promotes expanded passenger rail service in Maine. He says he is skeptical about Grzowski's motivations in calling for the audit and says he was told that Grzowski was out to get NEPRA Executive Director Patricia Quinn.
You have people involved who are quite public about saying, I'm going to take that woman down. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Grzowski denies ever having made such a threat.
I don't know who ever said that. I've never said that. That's totally inaccurate. I've never thought that. I can't control what Mr. Davis has to say.
NEPRA Executive Director Patricia Quinn did not return calls to MPBM by airtime, but the Portland Press-Herald quoted her as saying the authority welcomed the review and had nothing to hide. The Oversight Committee will determine whether a full audit of the authority is needed later this year. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.